USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC again flip-flopped on its masking guidelines for people who've been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on Tuesday.
The largest concern that I think we in public health and science are worried about is that virus and the potential mutations away we are from a very transmissible virus that has the potential to evade our vaccines in terms of how it protects us from severe disease and death.
President Biden in May.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Democrat political donor Ed Buck was convicted Tuesday of supplying fatal methamphetamine doses to two men at his West Hollywood apartment. Buck could face life in prison after the guilty verdict. 4 years ago, Jamel Moore was found dead from an OD in Buck's Hollywood apartment. Timothy Dean was found dead from an OD at the same apartment in January of 2019. USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Let's get an update from Nancy Pelosi's January 6th commission. Dan Naraki explains.
A select House committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol heard testimony Tuesday from four police officers who defended the building from rioters. Congressman Jim Jordan was not in that hearing, though he was nominated to the committee by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. But his appointment was rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he believes he was left off of the committee because of the questions he would ask of the Speaker's office.
No, it was a terrible day, and the people who did wrong need to be held accountable. And, Brett, that's exactly what's happening. The real question is, and I've said this many times, is why weren't those guys who testified today and all the other Capitol Hill police who protect this and protect Capitol Hill, why weren't they given more help? Why wasn't more help there that day? And the only person who can answer that question is the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. And I think she thought we were going to keep raising that question, and that's why she didn't put me on.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Voter ID is something that is very partisan. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want the ID in place for election integrity. After President Biden calls the new legislation Jim Crow laws without providing any details, the Texas governor calls Biden a liar.
A trio of Texas Democrats who left the state in protest of a proposed voting law will be testifying before Congress. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform has called the hearing on Thursday. The Texas legislation would roll back some of the expansions made to voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the stuff you're hearing out of the administration is not accurate when it comes to the new Texas voting reforms.
Anybody who says this is a Jim Crow law, they don't either know Jim Crow laws or they don't know what's going on in the state of Texas. And in fact, Texas passed a voter ID law a few years ago, and they said the same thing. Oh, this is voter suppression. It will deny people of color the ability to vote. It's easier today than it's ever been for people of color, for all Texans, to be able to cast a vote. And so these aspersions that are being cast by the President of the United States are completely reprehensible. It shows the American people that the President of the United States is willing to lie about what's going on to try to get his way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you own an iPad, iPhone, or Mac computer, go update your device right now. Why? Because there are brand new patches out that will combat newly discovered hacks. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.